Hi. Just want to welcome all. Just all the team. Just can you just stand up? Is that possible? Hallelujah. All the team that went to France. Yeah. Praise God. And Jonathan at the back there. Wave. Hello, Susan. A fantastic team that went to France. We praise God for that. Thanks very much for your prayers. Je vous remercie pour vos prières. C'est super. J'ai bien prêché en français. So thank you for my preaching in French. They managed to translate me into English, so that was probably better than my English. But there you are. Hallelujah. We've just got to share a couple of people's testimonies, if that's all right. Andrea. And
Amen. This was my first missions trip. And I felt as though I was really stretched. It's one thing leading worship in English, but it's another thing leading it in French. And so, yes, I was just totally dependent on the Lord, really. And we had Ali and Suzanne the first morning that we kind of mixed some French songs and some English songs, but we did mostly French songs. And the people actually understood what I was saying, so give glory to God, because I just opened my mouth and the French words just came out. So that's just God, and I just give Him all the praise. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Well, if God can use me, God can use you too. Hallelujah. When we went, so many things happened. I was giving a word of knowledge to a lady who is having bitterness and unforgiveness spirit. And she confirmed it was her husband. She was prayed for. She cried, but the Lord delivered her. And after that, the next day, she brought the husband. The husband came to be saved. And you could see the husband, how he was worshiping the Lord. I give glory to God. Hallelujah.
I think there was no much, not a lot of time, but I'll get the testimonies of each one here to be, you know, for the podcast in the website. So, but I just want to really thank God because of your prayers and I believe it's the prophecy of Martin Scott and the rest of the people that came here, that God will make this church touch the nation of France and Italy, south of Europe. And I think and I believe that God has been using each one of you that respond to the call of God. Do not make the prophecies, just take it lightly. They are very strong. And in behalf of the rest of the team, I'm so thankful because they're really, you know, moving in prophecy, even if it's in French, but there's a translator. And they're really moving in, you know, and a lot of things are happening just four, five, six people, you know, fall down at the same time, demon possessed, and they're all, I have to catch all the feet and tie them all together and leave each one, delegate each one to pray. And it's just their first time. And I'm so encouraged because they're not only like little demons, they're beasts. They really fight against you. And so they were shocked, but God is so good because, you know, some of you here, the one that went to the team, in the team, God has been using what God has spoken to you and taught you in the prophecies and your quiet times. And it's a time where you are being used there, really, not just, you know, just soaking here, but you go out and really do the job. So I'm really thanking all those people who pray and also at the same time that really went. And thanks, Phil and Caroline, for the teachings too. Thank you.
Hallelujah. So just simply, we were ministering in the church. We asked the Holy Spirit to come. I'm simplifying it, but the Holy Spirit came. The demons screamed out. The mighty team from here went into action. One tied the legs of the demonized person so they wouldn't fly everywhere. The rest cast the demons out. Praise God. We had a great time. And people were getting touched. A lot of people were repenting and coming back to God. And a lot of people were taking the call of God seriously. I was asked to preach on baptism. And at the end of it, at least seven people immediately came up and said, I want to be baptized at the end of this month by full immersion. And so God was moving greatly. So thank you very much. Ask the team members what they did. They had lots of testimonies as well that we couldn't have time to share. But God was with us. And He is with you if you go. He's with you always. But His Bible says, if you go, He'll be with you. And you will see these signs.
I'm Jonathan, and I went on the mission trip to France, and it was an absolutely awesome time. The power of God was really working in people's lives. People are just so hungry for God, and all the team, we just got so much out of it as well, and we just gave so much to people. And a few experiences I had, I prayed for one guy in one of the meetings, and he fell down under the power of the Holy Spirit, and then I went down on the floor as well under the power of the Spirit, and it was just a great time, and I kept praying for him. And he says it's the first time that had happened to him when I spoke to him the next day, and he'd really been at peace, really felt the peace of God on him since that time. And yeah, that was just really encouraging. And then we saw quite a few people manifesting like demons, and then we were casting out demons, as the Bible says, you should cast out demons. So just a fulfillment of scripture, and really encouraging. And when I prayed for someone, they immediately started manifesting like demons, and Chris came over, our team leader, and he dealt with it straight away. And next time, I guess I'll do a bit more. And one of the meetings was very, very powerful, and I just felt in the worship time I just had to kneel before the Lord, and so I did that. And then I went down on the floor on my face, and I was like praying the whole sort of time, almost, well, the whole worship time, and all sorts of things were happening, and they were saying, you know, ask God for what you want and he'll give it to you, and I was just praying the whole time, and it was fantastic. So yeah, encourage everyone to do missions and get full of the Holy Spirit and go out there.
Follow you. Amen.
Hi, I'm Ali, and this was my first mission trip to France, or first mission trip. And before I went, I just kept praying to God that I wanted to really make myself available for his use and for his purpose. And when we arrived, just the presence of God and the power of the Holy Spirit was just dwelling in that place and among the people, and the people were so hungry for God, and they came with all their baggage and all their troubles, and yet they were so hungry just to meet with God and to seek him. And my most powerful experience was on the last day. The very last person that I prayed for was a young lady named Sylvie, and she had really been touched the whole time that we'd been there by the Holy Spirit, who was really working in her life. And I prayed for her, and she was just filled with the Holy Spirit, and I continued to pray for her, and God showed me her climbing a mountain, and I saw her reach the top of the mountain, and I continued to pray for her. And when I'd finished praying, and she looked up, and she said to me that she had seen this picture while I was praying for her of her climbing a mountain, and that was the exact thing that God had shown me. And it was powerful to me because it just reaffirmed that when you really open your heart and you listen to God, that he does speak and he will work through you and just use you to speak into other people's lives, and it's very powerful. So I would encourage everyone to go and just really be available for God.
After the mission trip to France, I felt as though God had had a certain pathway for me, and that he had shown me during that, during the weekend in Paris, that he had used me. He wanted to use me for certain things in his life, and he wanted to bless me that weekend and to show me that through him that anything is possible, as we heal the people, as we heal and bless the people in Paris, Lord. Yeah, just thank you so much for that. since my return, I've really felt the devil, Lord. He's been trying to get at me at every point, put fear into my life, put fear and anxiety. At every turn, I can feel him just trying to get at me. And I know that at every turn, I just get in a deep and deep relationship with God. But the devil's trying at every single attempt to get into me, Lord. I just need that strength to continue, Lord, because I know that after this weekend, that you've showed me that there's a certain pathway for me, Lord. And the experiences I had, Lord, the experience I had of seeing people making a new beginning, committing themselves, and really such incredible sight, Lord, incredible joy and incredible wonders we saw in the church in Paris. We just ask for continual blessings, Lord, and you can just show me, Lord, just show me what your plan is for me for the future, Lord. And
are you okay?
So incredible.
Thank you,
Lord.
I just have a great, terrific experience what the Lord was doing. This is fantastic. The power of God came down. And the first person I ever touched, she fell on, screaming on the floor, rolling left and right, and I stood. I didn't know what to do until the pastor came and said, take control. And from that time, I knew the Lord was with us. Just take control. There was nothing to fear. We prayed for other people. Had problems. Marital problems. Financial problems. Spiritual problems. Family problems. And we prayed and they were coming to us for help. They saw in us that there was a way out. They saw in us the Spirit of God was upon us. And that they trusted us and they felt, they believed that they were going to be healed. They believed in the family household that the Lord would come into the house. And the problem that's been there for years, they had it in their heart that this was going to be solved. The Lord was going to deliver them from whatever it is they were suffering from. Well, it's one of the great experiences I ever had. And I prayed. I fasted for this. Didn't know what was going to happen. But the Holy Spirit was there before us. He went and did the work before us. And all we had to do was believe and touch and pray. And a confidence Spirit of God came. And the eyes of people were hungry. They were hungry. They were hungry for the Lord. As though they had never been to a church before, although they have to go to church every Friday and Sundays. They were loving. Their hearts were open. Their minds were open. Their hearts and everything was open. And the Holy Spirit was open. Oh God. What a wonderful experience it was. And while I was playing my steel drum, I was looking at the rest of the team ministering with such confidence, which the Holy Spirit gave them.
Wow.
It was amazing. It was a week of mission which I'll never forget for a long time. So all it has done to me is to give me more, to be more zealous for the Lord, to be hungry for the Lord, to prepare myself for the Lord, to empty myself and do submit myself more to the Lord, because I believe He's going to do a lot more than that. So now the Lord has given us a taste of what He could do, which He could do much, much more than this. It's up to us to say, Lord, I've seen what You could do, and I'm going to prepare myself. So whatever it is You have ready for us the next time, Lord, we submit to You. Be You willing, and You will do the rest, all the rest, Lord. I thank You, Lord, for the wonderful thing You've done for us and the team. In Jesus' name, Father. Holy Father, in Jesus' name, I thank You. Amen.